The Italians have a phrase, "bon onomastico," which means it's what they say to you when it is the feast day of the person of whose name you have been named. Right? Because it doesn't say, you know, "happy feast day to all Andrews." It's like, well, it's not really my feast day. It's the feast day of St. Andrew. So they say "bon onomastico," like names day celebration. So happy feast day to all of our Andrews. As they normally do for these kind of feast days, they simply go through and seemingly just pick random scripture passages that mention the name of the person whose feast it is. And as if that's enough, that his name is there in the gospel. I'm like, well, okay. But it's something more. We look at St. Paul's letter to the Romans and how important it is for people to come to faith having a witness to that faith. The evangelization of the world did not take place because Jesus invented a printing press and printed off pamphlets and sent people out passing out information, let alone to write all of the gospel down and to, you know, put a Bible together and send it out. He invested in people. He invested in people. And the most significant thing of Andrew's life is that he knew Jesus. And he knew him well. He knew him well and he loved him. And so received a call and was sent. I think that is truly, my brothers and sisters, would be for any of us one of the greatest things that could be said about us. The conclusion of our life and things is that, you know, so-and-so knew Jesus. And he loved Jesus. She loved Jesus. And they had a call. And they responded in generosity to that call. To bear witness to Jesus does not mean to memorize facts about him. Anybody can Google Jesus on the internet. But to have a witness to the goodness of the gospel message and the goodness of Jesus by a living human being that is before us, this is what is essential. And for us who desire to bear witness, we are all called to bear witness. We're all called to share with others what we have come to recognize as a gift and a joy and a blessing for our life. If you have not come to the realization that you need to share it, you may not have come to the realization that it is a gift, a joy, or a blessing. So we need some homework or something. To come into the truth of the gospel message, to come into relationship with Jesus, to be a living witness to that relationship and friendship. This is what we are to be about. You might ask me the question, how? And I would simply respond, as most Jesuits do, but I mean, not being a Jesuit, but I've been around them long enough to answer your question with a question. How do you make friends? When you care about someone and you want to care about them more, when you love someone and you want to enter into a deeper relationship of love, what do you do in order to make that happen for your part? then do it. May we be celebrated one day, as Andrew is celebrated, as a dear friend of Jesus. Amen.